Locker room chats continue on KMZA talking Frankfurt basketball now with boys head coach Ben Steinlage. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, your team ranked in the latest KBCA rankings number 6 in 1A Division 1, and you moved to 4-1 after a victory on a Tuesday night against Valley Heights, 56-34. That final score, and really the difference in the game, Coach, was the first quarter. Jumped out to a quick 15-0 lead. It was 19-2 at the end of the first quarter, and able to kind of coast from there. I know there were some times you weren't pleased in the second half, but ultimately the first quarter seemed to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, that's something you kind of talked about heading into last night, is getting off to better starts. And last week we really had to fight from behind there late in a couple games to give us a shot, really all three, and we were fortunate enough to win two of those. And so that was kind of one of the main focuses last night, was to get off to a better start. And I was real pleased, kind of with what you said in that first quarter, how we got started. And really, I thought most of the second quarter we played pretty well, and we just came out a little flat at halftime. But probably made some improvements in that aspect.
It was a good atmosphere inside your home gym in that ball game. Samuel Gross, 17 points, 8 rebounds. You got 12 from Caden Dollinghouse, 11 from your leading scorer, Keller Olsen. Seemed to be a little quiet, but I want to highlight Cody Rogers real quick, your point guard. You know, he had 7 points in that ball game, but I thought at times he was really doing a great job distributing the ball, getting inside, making cuts, getting guys open, and it just seemed like he was doing a really good job kind of facilitating the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. Cody plays with a super high motor, which is just something that is obviously needed, and every team wants to have guys like that. Whether it's distributing the ball, like you said, or finding open guys, taking care of the ball, he does a great job taking charges for us and sacrificing his body for the betterment of the team. And he's been excellent for us these first 5 games, and looking to continue to see him grow and what he's got in store for him as the season moves on.
Always a good feeling as well when you have that big lead at some point late in the game and you can get some of those younger guys some reps in the final few minutes.
Yeah, that's what we talked about this previously. We got to build some depth right now, and a couple of those depth guys are freshmen who, that's a tough jump from coming from junior high to varsity action. And granted, they get some JV minutes at night as well, but anytime we can get guys minutes and help them kind of adjust to the game. And I got Joey Hardwick some minutes last night too, and continue his development. But always nice to see guys get rewarded for their effort and what they do in practice on a day in, day out basis.
Yeah, you mentioned Joey Hardwick. He got some minutes. Of course, Ty Smith, the freshman, Lane Luizzo got some minutes, and even Xander Hull, a big-time junior, got in there and played a few minutes for you. So just trying to build that depth a little bit here down the home stretch. You will now have an opportunity to get some time off. Obviously, you played essentially 4 games in a week's time. Of course, you guys had great success in that Wabunsee Invitational, finishing in second place. The first TBL game goes your way. You're now 4-1. How do you plan on kind of using the extra time throughout the holiday break, gearing your guys up for the 2022 run?
Yeah, we need just practice time. We kind of crammed some stuff in there, prior to the Pawnee City game, just to make sure we had touched on things. And we kind of have the luxury with our varsity group anyways, that a lot of those guys are seniors, that they know what we're doing. Not much has changed over the course of the last several years, especially from last year to this year. So we had some luxury in terms of not having to spend a ton of time on stuff. So now it's really, we've got to kind of break things down again, get to the bare bones of stuff, and really work on being cleaner, in terms of fundamentals and cutting hard and all those little things on both sides of the floor. And so we'll really hone in on that here over the next 2 or 3 weeks and get ready to go for league play again after the first year.
Great start to the season, 4-1 through 5 games. That first game out January 4th against Donovan West. Right back to it, the full slate of the TBL. And, of course, we get into mid-January, we'll have the TBL tournament as well. So certainly much-needed time off for your team. Great start to the year. That is Frankfurt boys basketball coach Ben Steinlage joining us here again, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Happy holidays. Enjoy that time off, and we'll talk to you at the beginning of the new year.
Hey, will do. Thanks for having me.